listening to the Broadcast Basement On Demand Radio Network.
It's the podcast in the Broadcast Basement.
BroadcastBasement.com.
Hey there. Let's talk for a minute about organizational coaching. It is always the right time for positive change. It's always the right time to improve your time management and increase productivity, to create and maintain healthy habits, to get more organized, or to build and implement ADHD supports in your life. Maybe it's just time to find more ease and peace in your days. I am here for you. I am here with you. I can support you in achieving your goals. I will be your coach, your guide, and your biggest fan. This is a great time to set up one-to-one coaching sessions to help you reach your goals. Reach out to me via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or via my social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Hello there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak, Certified Professional Organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. In addition to organizing and coaching, I support my clients with a weekly newsletter, a weekly accountability and productivity session through professional speaking, blogging, and podcasting. Did you know May is Mental Health Awareness Month? So every week in May, I've been sharing on my newsletter and podcast a different theme around structures to support our mental health. In coaching, we talk about essential structures with our clients. Broadly, essential structures are those pieces and parts of our lives that support us in living a life that works for us. Those structures come in four areas: support, self-knowledge, action, and education. So today's topic is in the areas of action and self-knowledge. So I realized that if I want to remember and act on my goals every day, I have to read my goals every day. So I wanted to share this article this week, and I laughed as I reviewed it. May is always a busy month. At a brunch yesterday for Mother's Day, my sister-in-law and I were discussing the Holderness Family podcasts and their posts on social media, and they had a recent post about Maycember, how May is as busy as December, but no presents. So I have to laugh, especially because we've had a crazy busy week and even a crazy busy Monday morning before recording this podcast for all of you today. So I'm always a week out, or at least I try to be. So we're doing this the day after Mother's Day, and we went from having no children living at home to right now there's two of them living at home for the day. Up and down and all around, people in and out the back door. There were haircuts. There's a dentist appointment. There's my van getting serviced. There were people in my house. It's just, we've just been all over the place. And so I especially love that today's topic, today's article is that any day and every day is a good day to start fresh. It's a new day, a new week. My youngest moved home from college a few days ago, so it feels like a new season. On the calendar, sure, but also the new season where he's home again for a few months. It was a holiday week with Mother's Day yesterday. It's a Monday. Some of you may be saying, whatever, Cal, it's a Monday. What's your point? So my point is, well, I guess I have a couple of points. First, this is a deep one. Stick with me. Time is completely arbitrary. It's all relative. I know that's a weighty statement, but weighty or not, it's still true. Time is a human construct, right? It's a way of conceptualizing the phenomenon of time passing. Even though I coach lots of people in time management, I am still the first to say that time is arbitrary. However, and here is the real point of today's post, in addition to it being arbitrary, that can work in our favor. Any day, every day, any moment is a good time to start fresh. So I love it when these articles come back. I wrote this a number of years ago now, and oh my goodness, it still holds true today. So the past Colleen who was writing this article said, "We've had a busy few months. I've mentioned the two graduations and accompanying round of award banquets, events, concerts, ceremonies, parties. We've also had a health challenge or two. Everyone's fine. Some work and service challenges and everything in between. It's all good and we're doing fine. Everything I mentioned here, though, has required mental and physical energy. And I've been glad to spend both. But this week, after a big event this past weekend, I was feeling a shift in my focus. And I must admit that lately, with all of these things going on, I was feeling a lack of focus. But today, I am looking forward with a new vision. I'm feeling motivated to mentally clear clutter and make plans to move forward in a number of areas, and I invite you all to do the same. Here's a couple things to think about as we craft our plan and move forward, right? So first of all, we have to accept that time moves and moves quickly, whether we want it to or not. Can't do anything about it, so we got to work with that, knowing that time moves and sometimes quickly. I was chatting with a friend yesterday, and her kids are my kids' ages. And we were talking about, the transitions that the kids are going through. And I was talking with this friend about preparing for school and getting back to school in the fall and things like that. And, you know, and then I apologized for rushing the conversation with this friend. And she was saying, you know, that was 4 years. We have to think of it that way. Just yesterday, they were, you know, five, right? So the idea that, you know, we are planning ahead for our kids and with our kids and things like that. Because in our minds, you know, 10 years ago, they were small and now they're big and doing other things. And again, we just have to respect that time moves and moves quickly and we need to be ready to adjust our perspective, right? But that leads us to taking a few moments to appreciate where you've been, right? So one of my favorite exercises around time management and productivity is writing my done list. Mine is typically a day or a week at a time, but imagine what your list of major accomplishments in life so far would be, right? So we get so granular. We're ready to just look so, you know, small at the next few minutes. But really, like, what have we done in our lives? That's pretty remarkable. And so we do need to start appreciating where we've been so it can give us a better indicator of where we are and where we're headed. We need to appreciate all the moments that led us to this time today. And that leads us to taking stock of where we are today. How are we doing? What's awesome and what could be a little better, right? So we can ask ourselves any day, every day, any moment, because again, any moment is a good time to start back over again to with a refresh button, right? What areas do we want to work on? Maybe yours are personal wellness or financial wellness. Maybe it's work or professional development. Maybe it's your nuclear family, the people who live in your house. Maybe it's extended family. I have a friend who likes to focus on fun. Maybe it's spiritual development. Maybe it's community service, right? So you fill in your blank here. And then the next question after we figure out what area we want to work on, we can look at where do we actually want to go, right? So looking at the focus areas listed above, you know, what more do you want to do with your week or month or summer or year? It's only May, but I'm really asking that question about summer because now that my son is home from school, we have kind of a finite, you know, start and then move back in date back in August. In August. And so I need to adjust our schedule accordingly so we get to do all the things that we need to do and also all the fun things that we want to do. So, you know, what more do we want to do with our week or month or summer or year, right? We can ask these questions. And that means today and this week, this month, this season is a new opportunity to make positive change. What will you do with your opportunity? So a new idea occurred to me the other day to change our shopping habits to save time and money, except that's not actually a new idea, right? It's a goal that I started forever ago, but I realized that it was absolutely time to create a plan and task list and deadline to make that happen. Same thing goes for personal wellness, right? So sometimes good habits slip away when life is especially crazy. I started this podcast talking about just how crazy things have been, and that I know for myself, I need to post my goals in front of me. They're not in front of me every day right now. And I notice that, like, I can see my focus wandering, and that happens. So we need to take a moment to reset, recommit, you know, start back over, whatever that refresh button is. And today's as good a day as any to do that, right? So what we need to do is decide if that's where we want to go, right? So I'm also recommitting to some neglected wellness goals. So these are just a couple of examples from my own mind. What will yours look like? What do you want to do with your time, arbitrary or not? At the top of my list every day, I have these words. Today is the day. Today's the day. You get to fill in the blank as to what that means for you, but I find it very motivating. So today's the day. Any day, every day is a good way, a good day to start fresh. So go get them. This conversation and others like it are typical conversations that I have with my clients all the time. If you would like to explore coaching for organizing and productivity, figure out what you want to do with your day, drop me a line via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week. Hey there, this is Colleen. I just want to say that 2024 is shaping up to be my biggest year for speaking yet. I would love to come out and speak to you and your group about organizational and productivity topics. Consider booking with me for upcoming events, professional development, wellness fairs, and more. Visit my website at peaceofmindpo.com and my presentations page for topics, my media kit, including my speaker's one sheet and headshot, and to email me to set up an event for you and your group. I look forward to seeing you in 2024.